ओम नमो भगवते श्री रमणाय श्री कुंजी स्वामी एंड द स्टेडफास्टनेस ऑफ ज्ञान सिलेक्टेड वर्सेस फ्रॉम कैवल्य नवनीतम श्री कुंजी स्वामी केम टू श्री भगवान एज अ यंग मैन एंड वाज ब्लेस्ड टू स्टे इन द डिवाइन प्रेजेंस ऑफ हिज गुरु व्हाइल फॉलोइंग हिज गाइडेंस इन अ स्पिरिट ऑफ टोटल सरेंडर. In reply to some of his sincere inquiries, Sri Bhagavan referred to the Advaitic work, Kaivalya Navanitam, the cream of emancipation, stating that it contained the answer to his questions. Composed by Swami Tandavaraya in the form of a dialogue between the guru and disciple, the author of this work states that he has condensed the ocean of milk of Vedanta into the cream of pure knowledge, Navanitam, to be shared by all. Sri Bhagavan's initial Upadesha to Sri Kunjuswami has been described by Swamiji himself in an interview published earlier in the Maharshi. In that interview, he recalls how he visited Sri Bhagavan in Virupaksha cave in 1920. And took the first utterances of Sri Bhagavan as Upanishadic Mahavakyas. During his first visits too, he asked Sri Bhagavan some questions about the attainment of peace and how to make that peace permanent and abiding. In response, Sri Bhagavan referred to the Vedantic text titled Kaivalya Navanitam. Earlier, Kunjiswami had learned Kaivalya Navanitam from a sadhu who had advised him of the need to grasp the import of Vedanta if the goal of liberation was to be attained. Accordingly, Kunjiswami agreed to study the text. He describes that event as follows. The Swami was delighted at this and decided to teach me Vedanta the very same day, as the day was auspicious. On palm leaves, he wrote 6 verses in Malayalam from Kaivalyam and asked me to return the next day about the same time. The poems dealt with the need to discriminate between the permanent and impermanent. I memorized all of the verses on the way home. The verses were the following, numbered as they appear in the text. I worship ever-shining pure consciousness, which manifests as Brahma, Vishnu, or mighty Shiva, according as he creates, preserves, or withdraws the universe, and also as the countless individual beings, yet it remains ever free and perfect, as the blazing sun over the ocean of bliss. Verse 6. All the ancient sages drew from the boundless ocean of milk, namely Vedanta, and filled their pitchers, their work. I boil them all on the fire of the Master's words, churn them with the churn of inquiry into the self, and I present this cream of emancipation, Kaivalya Navanitam, to all. Verse 8. The sages say that there are 4 prerequisites for the realization of the truth. 1. Viveka, discrimination between the temporary, therefore unreal phenomena, and the permanent, therefore the reality, that is, the noumenal. 2. Indifference to the enjoyment of pleasures here or hereafter. 3. The group of 6 qualities. And 4. The longing for liberation. Verses 9 and 10. The 6 qualities are Sama, Dhamma, Uparati, Titiksha, Samadhana, and Shraddha. Of these, Sama is control of mind, Dhamma is control of the senses, Uparati is cessation of activities relating to caste, creed, family, etc. Titiksha is control of passions and includes endurance. Samadhana is, according to the sages, the settling down of the mind to reflect on the truth as revealed by the scriptures and the sages. Shraddha denotes faith in the master and the scriptures. Such are the meanings of the six terms of this category. Verse 11. No one can achieve anything in the world without being properly equipped for the task. For the same reason, only those who are qualified with these four categories of prerequisites can gain illumination. A novice cannot get it so readily. If so gained, it follows that the person has been successively purified in countless incarnations in the past. I told my father what had taken place and also recited the poems. In 15 days, I had memorized 100 verses, says Kunjiswami. It is to be recalled that Kunjiswami was blessed with a prodigious memory even as a child. Also, during his first visit to Sri Bhagavan, Sri Kunjiswami states, I thought it was a great opportunity for me to talk to him freely. I told him about my interest in giving discourses, doing japa, and studying Vedanta. I told him that I had not been getting any peace, but the moment I heard about him, I was filled with peace. I told Sri Bhagavan in Malayalam about how the Swamiji, who taught me Vedanta, tried to obtain Samadhi. Footnote. The Swami had announced that he would attain Samadhi on a particular day, while being placed in a tomb while still alive. When the day came for this much-heralded event, the Swami entered the tomb. However, he hastily exited his Samadhi site after a brief period and disappeared into the crowd. End of footnote. Sri Bhagavan listened to everything with a smile. I asked him, what should I do to get mental peace? Sri Bhagavan replied, you have read Kaivalyam. It is clearly stated that if you realize yourself, you will be freed from the cycle of birth and death and be freed from all trouble. The verse Sri Bhagavan referred to is as follows. Tannayuntanakadharat talaivaneyunkantanil pinnayat taliyavantanai brahmamai parapputtirvan unnainiyarindayagil unakkurukedum illai yannani ketkeyale edupadesittene. Verse 20. If he comes to see the individual self and its substratum, the over-self, then he becomes the substratum, that is, Brahman, and escapes rebirth. Should you know yourself, no harm will befall you. As you have asked, I have told you this. Sri Kunjiswami continued. When asked how to realize the self, he said that I should first know who I am. When asked how I could find out who I am, he said, find out where thoughts start from. When asked how I could find out who I am, he said, turn inward and merge the mind in the heart. After saying this, he fell into his natural silence. Thinking that I should also be like him, I sat in silence. Sri Bhagavan's gracious looks were on me. My mental agitation vanished that very moment, and I attained a peace and joy that I had not experienced earlier. Kunjiswami stayed with Sri Bhagavan for 18 days. The bliss that he experienced continued uninterruptedly in Sri Bhagavan's presence. The thought occurred to him to return home. Why? He felt that perhaps he could continue in uninterrupted meditation at home, free from any responsibility of chores, etc. In addition, he was feeling uncomfortable in staying at his guru's ashram, partaking of the limited quantity of food that was available without offering any substantive work in return. So both Ramakrishna Swami and he took leave of Sri Bhagavan, determined to rest in silence in their homes. Of course, his family was very happy to see him return. Even if he did not communicate with them and stayed in silence, they experienced relief. However, Kunjuswami noticed that the agitation-free state of mind that he had experienced spontaneously in Sri Bhagavan's presence diminished over the next few days and then disappeared. He was at a loss as to what to do. To whom could he express his disappointment? That experience that he believed was permanent, that joy that flowed so freely in his heart at Virupaksha Cave, the goal, the attainment for which the masters of yore strove tirelessly for years and lifetimes, had disappeared. Not unexpectedly, Ramakrishna Swami was experiencing the same loss of unbounded peace that had been vouchsafed to him in the presence of the Guru. After speaking with each other, they decided to return to Sri Bhagavan's holy presence. It was in his presence that the turbulent mind had subsided. Foolishly thinking that this state would continue uninterruptedly, even away from their gracious Guru, they had returned home. Therefore, they again took leave of their respective families, who of course attempted to persuade them to stay. However, realizing that their freedom lay at the feet of Sri Bhagavan, they started out again for the holy hill. Sri Kunjiswami describes the great opportunity he obtained to render service to Sri Bhagavan. We set out in a couple of days as planned and reached Tiruvannamalai. We felt delighted when Bhagavan gave us a smile of welcome. During my earlier visit, I had felt uneasy dining as a guest of the Guru without doing any service to him, which I thought was not proper. This time, however, Bhagavan gave me a rare opportunity. Perumal Swami, who used to help with his daily chores, such as preparing hot water for his bath, washing his daily wear, massaging his feet with medicinal oil before bedtime, had to leave Bhagavan after my arrival. He deemed me fit to take his place. He must have reckoned that, trained in pious ways from childhood, I would not breach the observances of tradition and hence entrusted me with his jobs. Had I returned to Tiruvannamalai a couple of days later, I would have lost the opportunity. I now recall Bhagavan's words of consolation to his grieving mother when Annamalai Swami, whose duty all this had been, passed away. At that time, Bhagavan had said, "Here is this boy," referring to me, "now come to serve in Annamalai's place." Just a few days after he uttered this, Bhagavan had taken me to serve him. Thrilled at the prophecy coming true, I remained holding firmly at heart the holy feet of Bhagavan. I could not cease wondering how Bhagavan, out of his grace, thus took me captive. The sense of wonder evoked by this has not lost its freshness even today, in 1992, 72 years later. Incidentally, Ramakrishna Swami was asked to look after the outer affairs of the ashram and to serve Bhagavan during my absence. One day, I ventured to ask Bhagavan why those exalted states which I had first experienced in Bhagavan's proximity began to wane and then were altogether gone when I left him and reached Kerala. By way of answer to my query, Bhagavan asked me to read verses 83-93 in the Tattva Vilakka Padalam, the exposition of the truth section of Kaivalya Navanitam, wherein lay the answer to my query. Sri Kunjiswami's experience in this regard is not unique. In fact, perhaps we have experienced the same, having visited a place of pilgrimage or a saint's hermitage, or a beautiful natural setting, we may find the peace of mind we experience there dilutes and diminishes after our return to our day-to-day life. Let us now see the verses that were recommended by Sri Bhagavan as the answer to Sri Kunjuswami's question. Verse 83. On hearing this, the disciple, loyal to the instructions of the master, discarded the five sheaths and the blank, realized the self as I am Brahman, went beyond that, and remained as perfect being. Verse 84. At the glance of the master, who was grace incarnate, the worthy disciple sank into the ocean of bliss and merged as the undivided whole, as pure consciousness, free from body, organs, and all else, with mind made perfect, and he became the true self, unaware while awake. Verse 85. After the blessed disciple had remained in that state for a long time, his mind gently turned outward. Then he saw his glorious master before him. His eyes were filled with tears of joy. He was full of love and fell at the feet of the master. He rose up, came round the master, and with folded hands spoke to him. Verse 86. Lord, you are the reality remaining as my inmost self, ruling me during all my countless incarnations. Glory to you who have put on an external form to instruct me. I do not see how I can repay your grace for having liberated me. Glory, glory to your holy feet. Verse 87. The master beamed on him as he spoke, drew him near, and said lovingly, to stay fixed in the self, without the three kinds of obstacles obstructing your experience, is the highest return you can render me. Verse 88. My Lord, can such realization as has transcended the dual perception of you and I and found the self to be entire and all-pervading, fail me at any time? The master replied, the truth that I am Brahman is realized from the scriptures or by the grace of the master, but it cannot be firm in the face of obstructions. Verse 89. Ignorance, uncertainty, and wrong knowledge are obstacles resulting from long-standing habits in the innumerable incarnations of the past, which cause trouble, and then the fruits of realization slip away. Therefore, root them out by hearing truth, reasoning, and meditation. Shravana, Manana, and Nididhyasana. Verse 90. Checked by incantations, Stambana, fire will not scorch. Likewise, defective realization will not put an end to bondage. Therefore, devote yourself to hearing the truth, reasoning, and meditation, and root out ignorance, uncertainty, and wrong knowledge. Verse 91. Ignorance veils the truth that the self is Brahman and shows forth multiplicity instead. Uncertainty is the confusion resulting from lack of firm faith in the words of the master. The illusion that the evanescent world is a reality and that the body is the self is wrong knowledge, so say the sages. Verse 92. Hearing the truth is to revert the mind repeatedly to the teaching that thou art. Reasoning is rational investigation of the meaning of the text, as already heard. Meditation is one-pointedness of mind. If every day you do these, you will surely gain liberation. Verse 93. The practice must be kept up as long as the sense of knower and knowledge persists. No effort is necessary after that. Remaining as pure, eternal consciousness, untainted like the ether, and thus liberated while alive, one will live forever as that, after being disembodied also. The above verses, recited by Sri Jayaraman, complete with Tamil text and translation, can be listened to here. Thus, the method of remaining steadfast in jnana, once the state has been granted by the grace of the Guru, was clarified by Sri Bhagavan in response to Sri Kunjuswami's inquiries. He referred to the text of Kaivalya Navaneetam due, no doubt, to its profundity, but also due to the fact that Sri Kunjuswami was already well-versed in its contents. In addition, the text reveals the best way to repay the Guru for his infinite grace which had guided the devotee to the highest state. To stay fixed in the self, free of any obstruction, is the highest return that you can render me. Therefore, it is abundantly clear that Sri Kunjuswami repaid the grace of his master in this manner, sharing his love of Sri Bhagavan freely with all who approached him. May this divine guidance given to Sri Kunjuswami encourage us also to strive to remain steadfast in devotion to Sri Bhagavan, unshaken by the winds of samsara, knowing that we have reached the safe haven of his feet. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.